My name's Clint Garrett. I was born in Chicago, but we moved to Indiana when I was a child. Bears were crammed down my throat. As a child, I rebelled and became a Raiders fan. And so it really started from there when I was six, and it's just been exponentially gotten more zealous every year. So 11 years ago, I've been in Atlanta since 1998. 11 years ago, I got tired of running around different sports bars to watch my Raiders on TV.
Right.
And went to a bar locally and said, hey, if I take an ad on the newspaper, I'll pay for it. We get some fans to show up. Are you okay with that? And we started with 13 fans. Now we have our fan club's 250 members now, 11 years later. So pretty happy with it. We've been rolling on. This event came about. We wanted to make sure when we saw the calendar, we knew the calendar was coming up, that the Raiders were going to be in town. We started lobbying all the fan clubs, trying to get them to say, hey, they're going to come to Atlanta for this game so we could throw a big party for everyone. And we've got some players that were, you know, Kenny King and Henry Lawrence, Ted Hendricks, and George Atkinson, nice enough to donate the time to come down and share with the fans, do some autograph signing, do a round table after this. And then we have a party tonight and then tomorrow, tailgate, where we took over the Centennial Park Amphitheater, which is a bit of a landmark here in Atlanta. So we are taking the flag, and we rented it before the season started. And there's some people here in Atlanta, I'm sure, they aren't happy about that, but I figured we'd plant a flag.
I know you're a huge fan, but this year's obviously special. Tell me what it's like when you realize that the Raiders are coming to your town for this game.
I mean, any fan in a visiting town, when the Raiders come, you feel like it's like your town is the Raiders' town. I mean, we don't feel like this is a road game. For us, this is, you know, Raiders, we call Black Hole South, you know, to our friends in the Black Hole in Oakland, but it's a special feeling in the sense that, you know, for a moment you feel like it's like Santa Claus coming to town, right? It's your moment, it's your time, it's your team in your town. For that day, you feel like they're your home team.
So you said 250 roughly in the club, but it's more than that. Because anywhere you go, and, you know, the way you welcome the fans from Oakland that travel to this game, talk to me about that, about how you guys don't push people away, or you encourage everyone to come out and join in these parties.
Oh, God, no. And almost every week we have someone coming to our club to watch the game with us that's from some out of town. They hear about our club and they come because a lot of people travel through Atlanta. I even have security guards in the Atlanta airport. I travel quite frequently and I've gotten to know a few of them. I guess it's not good when TSA knows you personally, right? And a lot of them I've told them about the club. So they literally, if they see someone in Raider gear coming through Atlanta, they tell them about it. But no, it's a welcome. I mean, wherever you go in the world, I travel all over the Caribbean, all over Europe, and I always run into Raider fans. Everywhere I go, every country I've been, every stop I've made, I've run into a Raider fan somewhere. So to us, it's not a matter of this is our club. This is just our town. Everyone's part of the Raider club. We view it as one Raider club. Raider Nation is one nation.